And yes, you can refer to past practice, but I would once again draw attention to the fact that the Russian Federation never abused this practice. And if you look at documents from previous years, Russia never asked for statements made during thematic debates or debates on agenda items during the plenary sessions. We never asked for them to be given the force of a working paper. But if we are going to go down this track in the future, well, Russia would like to ask for the possibility to present its statements that were made during plenary sessions on specific agenda items as working papers of the conference. But for this, we will need a bit of additional time. So we cannot submit such a paper today or tomorrow. At the very best, we could do it on Thursday. And we would request that the documents be considered working papers of the conference. Although, to be quite honest, this practice is a case of abusing the opportunity of giving a statement of a general nature on a specific agenda item, which contains very little concrete matter on a given item, and which would not actually be conducive to us achieving negotiations on a given agenda item. It's giving those documents the status of a working paper. So again, if we are going to go down that path, then Russia would request the right to submit its statements with an equal status as working papers. Thank you.
Thank you. Ukraine, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. President.